Can you talk a little bit about the issue of the utility of consolidation therapy in the setting of minimal residual disease?
Right. So one significant difference in terms of low-grade lymphoma and CLL nowadays is the use of rituximab maintenance. So that is very commonly used in low-grade lymphoma after whatever the induction regimen is to prolong the progression-free survival. Right now, there's no data in CLL. I think we'll get data because there are some trials looking at that, but we don't have any. My own bias is that it's probably not going to work as well as it does in low-grade lymphoma, in the sense that if you look at the activity of rituximab as a single agent in active disease, it's a much less active drug in CLL than in follicular lymphoma. That being said, there's no data. What I did mention is the only real data that's out there is what I would call consolidation, and the only reason I make that distinction is because all the trials that have looked at alemtuzumab have looked at a finite period of time, say 4-8 weeks therapy and stops, as opposed to how we think of maintenance, which is once every few months or whatever for an extended period of time. So all the data so far has been with alemtuzumab, and as I mentioned, it appears to be quite effective. But if you use it with a very small window between chemo and the alemtuzumab, there have been significant problems with infections.